الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم Over the past few days we have been hearing from our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum and the other ulama regarding the importance of self-reformation or tazkiyah. In this verse of the glorious Quran which was recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, alaykum anfusakum, take care of your own souls. Take care of your own souls. La yadurrukum man dalla idha ihtadaytum. Those who have astrayed cannot harm you if you are rightly guided. إِلَى مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا To Allah you will all return. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ And Allah will inform you of the actions that you used to do. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly addresses the believers and instructs them to look after their own souls, to reform themselves. But before we go on to the point that inshaAllah I will try to get across, we need to understand the true meaning of this verse. The meaning of this verse is that once a person follows the Sharia in its totality and he tries his utmost to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this message is not accepted. But this person has fulfilled his responsibility of conveying the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in regards to this person that لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم, that those people who have astrayed despite your efforts, despite conveying the message, لا يضركم, they cannot harm you. It does not mean that in any way that we are absolved of the responsibility of conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم. This part of the verse answers a very important question, an extremely important question. And at the same time, it diagnoses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diagnoses a very serious spiritual illness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, He is aware of our temperament. He is aware of our psychology, the way we think, the way we behave. What is the important question? The important question is that we see so many works and efforts of deen taking place. So many activities. So many different groups working for deen. In fact, nowadays, if we all have access to the internet, if we just surf the web, and we will see how many different groups are claiming and working for deen. So many institutes. Never before have we had so many institutes. So many groups working, but despite all these activities, all these discussions and all these events happening, we do not see any great improvement in our society. Alhamdulillah, there is improvement, but if you compare it in comparison to the activities that are taking place, we can say that rather than progressing, we are going backwards. So despite so much happening, why do we not see that level of progress that should be seen? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provides the answer to this question in this verse. O you who believe, alaykum anfusakum, take care of your own selves. The reality is that we ignore our own selves. We are unmindful of our own self. Our efforts are focused on others. We base our criticism, and we have criticism for others. We find and see defects and shortcomings in others. We ignore ourselves. We do not analyze ourselves. We do not do muhasabah. We do not think about our condition, our own condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing this, knowing this, He says, alaykum anfusakum, take care of your own selves. If we take care of our own selves, every individual reforms himself, society will be reformed. Because society is made up of individuals. And if everybody focuses his effort on others, then society will never be reformed. And we find this, and this is a disease, my brothers. Being unaware of a person's own condition. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummah rahmatullah alayhi used to say that we have snakes wrapped around our own body, and we are busy taking up flies from other people. But we are unaware of this. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding such people, من قال هلك الناس فهو أهلكون. A person who says that the people are ruined, the people are ruined, the people are destroyed, and he sees shortcomings in other people, but he is unaware of his own condition. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this person is the most ruined. So if we have concern for our
own selves, then we can hope that society will improve. But without changing our own selves, how can we hope that society will change? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we find that they had this concern in them about their own selves. They worried about their own spiritual condition. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We all know the status of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if to the nearest meaning there was a prophet to come after me, it would be Umar radiallahu anhu. Such a great status from the Ashra'i Mubashara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave him glad tidings of Jannah in this very world. The 10 companions in one majlis, in one sitting, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person is in Jannah, this person will be in Jannah, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is amongst them. So many verses of the glorious Quran were revealed according to the opinion of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We cannot even imagine his status. Hazrat Umar ta'ala anhu would say something, would give his opinion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal the verses of the Quran in accordance to the opinion of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a great status. But what is his condition? Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was given the list of the hypocrites by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That this is the list of the hypocrites. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when somebody would pass away in Madinatul Munawwara, and they would see that Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman is not present in the funeral, they would start to think that this person may be a hypocrite. Because Huzaifa bin Yaman is not present and he has the list of the hypocrites. And just imagine the concern Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, who had for himself, despite his status, that he would go to Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman and ask him that, Huzaifa, is my name in that list? Is my name in the list of the hypocrites? Who is asking this? So they had constant fikr and concern for their own selves. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very well-known incident, that he assesses his own self, he does muhasaba and he sees that his spiritual condition and inner condition is very different in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and when he is away from the majlis. Very different. He finds himself inspired in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when he comes back home and he sits with his family, his children, that condition does not remain. Assessing this situation, what does he say? He says, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has become a munafiq. Hanzala has become a hypocrite. He did not charge anybody else with this accusation. It was himself. He was concerned about himself. Hanzala has become a munafiq. And he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, explain the situation to him, that this is not nifaq, this is not hypocrisy. But every sahabi radiallahu ta'ala, we find this, that they had fikr and concern for themselves. And this is why we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bring this change? How did he bring this in the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu? That each individual had concern and fikr for himself. This was through the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once a person is reformed, then it has an immediate effect on other people around that person. That is not necessary to say much. Our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum was saying just yesterday that if you reform yourself and do tazkiyah of yourself, then you do not need to do anything. Allah will take the world of deen from you. And this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we reform ourselves, if we do our tazkiyah, then it will affect the people around us. It will affect our families. It will affect the people that we come into contact with, if we do our tazkiyah. And once we reform ourselves, then what we say will have a greater impact on others. It will have a greater impact. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shaykhul Islam Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, has said in one of his discourses that if we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam manage to transform the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum from what they were into what they became in a period of 23 years only? How did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam manage this? One of the main reasons is that whatever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preached, he practiced that. Whatever he advised the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu to do, he practiced that. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, he gave the instruction and the command came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give zakah, 2.5% of a person's wealth. 2.5%. That was for the other Muslims, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he did not keep any wealth with him. Everything that came was spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to lead the prayer, the salah, and everything, all the subs, the roads were made, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the masjid. And after a while he came back and he led the prayer. After the salah, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they inquired that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we saw you do a strange thing. You were ready for salah and then you left. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I had 7 dinars in my house, in the home. And I did not wish to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having more wealth that I need. So I left and I spent that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the rest, the ummah is being advised and instructed to spend 2.5%. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is spending all his wealth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslims are commanded to fast in the month of Ramadan. The rest is optional. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fasting for days and for weeks. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fasting in such a way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not even doing iftar and suhoor. Continuous fasting. And actually the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited the companions from fasting in this way. But he himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fasting in this way. So each and everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preached to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was practicing that. Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum was mentioning the abstinence and the zuhud of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leader, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, the leader of the women in Jannah. When the conquest of Khaybar took place and captives were taken, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha used to do all the hard work in the home herself, grinding the mill, using the grinding mill, and carrying the water bags. And due to that, the skin on the hands of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we have got corns on. And Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha's chest had blue marks on, my brothers. And she came to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said that, can I have requested for one slave who could do this work for her? Did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not know the condition of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha? But what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply? That you cannot have a slave until all the Muslims are well. All the Muslims have wealth and are well to do in their homes, you cannot have a slave. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her the famous Tasbih Fatimi, to say 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, after each salah. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he taught to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whatever he preached to them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced that. And today we find our condition very different to this. We don't have concern for our own spiritual reformation, our own tazkiyah. And therefore what we say and tell others has very little effect. So we have come into an environment in which this point is stressed, this point is emphasized. And we cannot underestimate the importance of this point, that we must make an effort to reform ourselves. And this tazkiyah, this self-reformation, it will not only do good to us, it will be good and benefit the wider community. Alhamdulillah, we are all aware that our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum is making this effort. If it was not because of our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, we would not be aware of this concept of tazkiyah, the true meaning of tazkiyah. We would not be aware of this. Due to the efforts of Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, we have become aware of this, that what is tazkiyah, what is self-purification. It happens so many times, our asatiza, when we are reading in front of our, studying in the madaris, we read through ahadith and verses of the Quran, Majid, etc. You acquire information, because there's not enough time as well to absorb all that properly. So it is benefiting, you acquiring information, you are learning things, this is a quality, this is a sifat, this is something that should be acquired, this is something that we should stay away from. It all comes. But it is only when you come into the company of a person who actually practices that, and you see that in his life, that you really understand these qualities. That you really understand these qualities. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the glorious Quran, we ask every day in Surah Al-Fatiha, in every rak'ah of our salah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqeem, O Allah, guide us along the straight path. What is the straight path? Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. The straight path. What is the straight path? Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. It is the path of those people whom you favored, O Allah. It is their path. The Mufassireen have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here could have said Siratul Quran, it is the path of the straight path is the path of the Quran. Or the straight path is the path of the Messenger, or the straight path is the path, it is the path of the Sunnah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is a path of those people whom Allah has favored. Why? The Mufassireen explained that those people whom Allah has favored will stay until the day of Qiyamah. Understand this point, my brothers. They will stay until the day of Qiyamah. The people whom Allah has favored. And to understand deen and to walk the straight path, it is necessary to adopt the company of those people, who follow the deen in its totality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the straight path, if you want to follow the straight path, then look for those people whom Allah has favored. And look at the path that they are following. And then you follow this path also. So we, alhamdulillah, for the last few days we have been listening to the importance of tazkiyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq, myself and all of us, to really understand this, and the effort that Hazrat Damat Barakatuh is doing day and night to bring us to understand this. And alhamdulillah, you know, we all understand this to a certain extent. But where we may be failing is that we don't treat it seriously. We don't make any serious effort. So we listen, we understand to a certain extent, but more than that, my brothers, we need to, whatever advices are given by Hazrat Damat Barakatuh, we need to really practice them and we need to follow them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all grant me and all of us the tawfiq to practice what has been said.